The Arcane Law of Boundless Abundance. There exists a law as ancient as the first breath of creation, hidden in the folds of time, whispered through the corridors of forgotten love. It is a law not written in ink, but inscribed in the ebb and flow of existence itself, a secret carried by the wind, murmured by the river's bend, and etched in the dance of falling leaves. The wise have called it many names, but here we shall know it as the arcane law of boundless abundance, the great truth that to gain the world, one must first surrender all. It is a paradox wrapped in mystery, a spell that only reveals its power to those who dare to enact it fully. Small offerings will not stir its magic. Half-hearted relinquishments will not summon its wonders. For just as a wizard's incantation must be spoken with unwavering intent, so too must one's surrender be absolute. The world does not shift for the hesitant, nor does the door to transformation creak open for those who cling to the trinkets of their past. Many mortals wander the land with burdens unseen, their hands full of what they dare not release, unfinished stories, weary obligations, treasures turned to dust. They shuffle forward, mistaking the weight upon their shoulders for security, never realizing that what they grip so tightly is the very thing holding them back from flight. Consider, if you will, the tale of Eldrin, a scholar of the Starborn Keep. He collected books with a hunger that knew no satiety. Tomes stacked high in his candlelit chamber, each filled with knowledge he swore he would one day devour. Yet the more he hoarded, the less he read, until the parchment walls of his study became a prison of his own making. One fateful night, an ancient voice spoke from the heart of the void. You seek wisdom, yet you are drowning in words. Choose only the volumes that sing to your soul and burn the rest. Trembling, Eldrin obeyed, and in the glow of the flames, the wisdom he sought revealed itself. Not in the books he had kept, but in the space he had created. So it is with all things. To shed what is no longer needed is not to diminish, but to invite the sacred air of possibility. The vessel must be emptied before it can be filled anew. This law does not work in half measures. To pluck a single stone from a riverbed changes nothing. To remove the dam unleashes the torrent. Those who hesitate at the edge, releasing one burden while clutching another, remain forever at the precipice, watching, but never soaring. The ancients knew this well. In the city of Lysaria, it was told that only those who cast off all they owned could enter the fabled Garden of Echoes. Many tried, loosening their grip on gold and gems, yet keeping hidden a single trinket a single comfort of the past. And so, the gates remained shut to them. For the garden would welcome only those who arrived with nothing but their essence, light as the morning breeze. To embrace this law is to trust the unseen, to step forward without proof, to believe in a magic that reveals itself only in the moment of surrender. The traveler who embarks on this path may find the journey bewildering at first. Where once there was clutter, now there is space. Where once there was excess, now there is clarity. At first, it will seem as though nothing has changed. And then, like the moment a phoenix rises from its own ashes, everything shifts. The weight lifts. The world tilts. The spell completes itself. This is the hidden secret, the alchemy of transformation known only to those who dare go beyond the veil. Incremental steps will not breach the threshold. It is the bold, the ones who relinquish not just a little, but everything that no longer serves, who will pass through the other side. Not all will walk this path. Many will turn back, convinced that the world's treasures lie in accumulation rather than release. But those who do step forward, those who unshackle themselves from the ghosts of what was, will find themselves standing before a door they never knew existed. And when they finally let go, when their hands are empty and their hearts unburdened, the door will swing open without a sound. Beyond it lies the world they have been seeking all along. For in surrendering all, they will have gained everything.